News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. Fire damaged a recycling truck that was inside a building Thursday afternoon in Mosinee. It was at Industrial Recyclers of Wisconsin, or IRO. It happened in the industrial park around 4:30. Mosinee and Cronenwetter firefighters put out the blaze. Mosinee Lieutenant Chris Barbie says the actual damage, though, was limited to that one truck.
And we ended up with a truck engine on fire. Ended up being a fully involved fire inside of the building, which we consider a structure fire at that point. Came on scene, heavy smoke coming from the building. Proceeded to go inside, found that there was a truck inside. Proceeded to put flames out and ventilate the area.
The badly burned truck was towed outside while crews cleaned up the mess inside. The exact cause of that fire is still under investigation. There's been a delay in the trial of an Abbotsford teacher accused of having sex with at least two students. 25-year-old Andy Fallon has requested a new court-appointed lawyer. He appeared in Clark County Court yesterday. He's charged with five counts of sexually assaulting a student. He was arrested in February, just days after resigning from the Abbotsford School District. One of the victims, a volleyball player at Abbotsford High School, says she had sex with Fallon in his classroom on a Saturday during a basketball tournament. He could get 6 years in prison for each count and is now free on $2,500 cash bond. Russia continues its grip on the Crimea region of Ukraine while the rest of the world still decides what to do about it.
And what could be considered a sign of things to come, Crimean officials have shut down a Ukrainian TV channel and allowed the frequency to be taken by a Russian channel. The move comes as the Crimean parliament voted overwhelmingly on Thursday to leave Ukraine and join Russia. Meanwhile, a number of international dignitaries say the call to transfer control of Crimea violates the Ukrainian constitution. The crisis has also caught Japan in the middle. Officials there are trying to balance loyalties with the U.S. while at the same time working to improve ties with Russia. Marianne Rafferty, Fox News.
A discussion about common core education standards drew a crowd of supporters and opponents in Marshfield. A Republican-sponsored bill would roll back Common Core, but it faced sharp opposition at the State House. So the local event in Marshfield opposing the federal standards is being called a success for now. Dr. Duke Pesta, he's the academic director of the Freedom Project Education, spoke on Wednesday. He said there are about 100 specific dangers that he has concerning Common Core.
Common Core has been in the school for well over a year. It's sort of covertly been in the schools for almost 2 years in Wisconsin. It's been going on for quite a while. And there are other states in the union that have had it quite a bit longer. Mm-hmm. And the vast majority of American moms and dads don't know what it is.
Pesta provided a counterpoint to State Superintendent Tony Evers, who released a YouTube video on Wednesday supporting Common Core. Some Wausau City Council members would like to find a new location for a proposed Quick Trip on the north side. The council voted down a zoning change that would have allowed them to build at 17th and Bridge Street near the Highway 51 interchange. Now council members Keen Winters, Bill Nagel, and Sherry Abbotts are concerned that the denial would lead developers to believe that Wausau is not business friendly. They sent a memo to Mayor Jim Tipple and the city's development team saying they should work with Quick Trip to find another suitable location. With the project at 17th and Bridge killed, Quick Trip says they have no other new stores planned in the Wausau area through at least 2015. More than 50 people have applied for an open Wausau Fire Chief vacancy. A nationwide search is underway to find out who will take over for Gary Bushberger when he retires in January. The Police and Fire Commission held a closed session earlier this week to narrow down the field of applicants. Maybe you're up early this morning because of too much coffee. There's an app for that now. Up Coffee is a free app from Jawbone. It correlates your caffeine intake with your height, weight, and gender, and the time you would like to fall asleep. It then lets you know if it's safe to have one more cup. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Cloudy skies for most of today, but we will have mild temperatures, some patchy light rain and snow showers developing, a high of 36. Tonight, decreasing clouds and turning cooler, a low of 12. And for your Saturday, looks like a pretty nice March day, even though it will be a bit cooler, mostly sunny skies, a high of 26. Sunday really feeling more like spring, partly sunny, a high of 38. And Monday, the mild trend continues, partly sunny with a high of 42. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
All right, Justin, we're holding you to that. Three of the next 4 days, it'll be warm enough to melt some of this snow. Yippee! We have hour-by-hour temperatures and the six-day forecast anytime at WSAU.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.